Hello, everyone on the line tonight. May the Lord be with us. May He continue to shine upon us as we move strategically in His presence tonight. Because we know that in His presence, there is fullness of joy. In His presence, we know there is a complete peace. Forever and ever and evermore. So we come tonight and we thank you, Lord, as we move in your presence. We now welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. We welcome you to lead us and to guide us. We welcome you to show us things to come. We know that in your presence there is fullness of joy. In your presence, there is peace forevermore. So tonight, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you now in this place. Amen and amen. Well, I want to say welcome everyone on the call tonight. Welcome everyone on the call tonight. And I pray that you are having a wonderful and peaceful and glorious week in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because Him and Him alone is worthy. And when we come into His presence, we know we will have joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit because we are in kingdom building, kingdom authority. We are the legislator of His kingdom. And in His kingdom, the Word of God declared that His kingdom is righteousness, joy, and peace. And I believe that's why we are here tonight, declaring the seven mountains. Glory to God. Praise His holy, holy name. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. And like I said, if you know any single body, any person that have the same agenda that we have, you could tell them about our Thursday night. When we release the information to you, you could forward it over to them. That way we could come and we could pray for this nation. That is the mandate for an hour. We come together and we intercede for this nation. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm looking for something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The seven mountains of influence. So let me see. Well, the family, the religion, education, government, media, arts and entertainment, and businesses. Those are what we are going to be praying. And before I come in here tonight, the Holy Father had me just thinking about religion. I'm gonna go to Isaiah 6 or Isaiah 9. Let me see something. Father God, we give you praise and we give you worship now. We pray and we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We pray and we welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. We pray and we welcome you, Holy Spirit, that you will come in. You will lead and you will guide and you will show us things to come. Oh, precious Holy Father, we can do nothing without you. So in you we move and we have our being. Certainly, Lord God, there is no God beside you. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. This is a day that we have made, you have made, and we will rejoice. And we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we come before you this day and we declare that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, there is joy and there is heaven, there is peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Father, we give you not a bullshit. Oh my God, he said, can we break the fire? We bring the fire. We not only break it in the earth, but we bring it in the earth. Father God, we speak in the spirit. Yes, God, we know your kingdom is upon your shoulder. Oh, my God. Lord God, shake every kingdom. Yes, Lord, shake it for your glory. What are you trying to say, Father? What are you trying to say? My God. My. Father, we pray for the mountains of the hills to come down. Wow. Father God, we thank you tonight. My God. We pray for the people that is putting together. Oh, there are people in the back that is making decisions. Shake those decisions that they're trying to make. Shake the confusion that they try to bring in this country. We need prophetic intercessors. What is going on right now, Father God? We need intercessors that's going to see in the spirit. We just can't have any mediocre. We just have to have, oh my God, we pray for the White House right now, God. We pray that you raise up people right now, Father. Kingdom people right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, shake the heavens and shake the earth. Shake everything that's in authority, God. Remove every stumbling block out of their way, God. Send the right people to come in. Send the right people to come in. Send the right people to come in and to help them. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Isaiah 9, verse 6. It's Isaiah 9, verse 6. Talk about the kingdom of God is upon your shoulder. Send for counselors. We need counselors, God, tonight. We don't want people who cannot see. We want people who have the eyes of the spirit. I want you to listen to something. We have to pray differently. Isaiah 9, verse 6. What is going on right now? We need to have eyes to see. We are living in the days of the prophetic, and we need to have eyes to see. We have to have eyes to see. We have to have eyes to see. I am telling you, the Father God wants us to have eyes to see. Things are in the spirit, and God, there's a lot of things happening right now in our governmental system. And what I'm seeing, the president is listening to not right voices. The voices that he's been listening to, it's not right. They're leading him in the wrong path. I see confusion in the White House. I see a lion in the White House that God want to raise up, but there's a tiger in that camp. There is a confusion in the White House. Listen to intercessors. We cannot, this is not about us anymore. This is not about religion anymore. This is not about parties anymore. This is about a demonic influence. See, you got to understand, and what the Father is showing me, there's a lot of blood in America. America was founded on blood. And I see a lot of bloodshed. And I see bloodshed coming back to America. I see bloodshed. I see blood in the streets of America. Today, look, I'm not playing. I am not playing. I'm telling you, I have missed it. The Father gave me something to make money a couple years ago, and I had to repent today. The Father told me a couple years ago there was going to be oil in Texas, and he told me to invest, and I didn't do it. I didn't do it, and today they're opening up an oil refinery in Texas. So when the Father God speak to us, we better listen. There is bloodshed coming in America, whether you like it or not. You got to get your house right because you don't know if you're going to be the next victim. And the Bible said to be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. Now, if you get out of and not with him, where you think you're going to go? You're going to go to hell. So we all need to repent. I'm telling you right now, whether we like it or not, whether we like it or not, I'm not here to bring doom and gloom. I was not here for, I'm here. I come on here to say something. I come in here to talk about the Father wanted me to pray on religion. And he showed me this. The White House is messed up. There's a lot of snake in the White House right now. And they are calling for war, all different type of war. All different, and it's not good. America, it is not good. I'm not playing. Yes, the Father raised up the president for the church, but there's a lot of things going on in his ears right now. A whole lot of confusion. And the Satan is mad because the devil is being exposed. The deep state is being exposed. Globalism is being exposed. This is not about man anymore. This is not about flesh and blood. This is about the spirit. And we have to get into the spirit. God is looking for persons are people who are going to be able. Can you not really pray for 1 hour? And in that 1 hour setting, the Holy Spirit is going to come in and give us information. There's a lot of people that has been caught, and this is the time to wake up and start having the Acts Church in your house. The buildings are going to fail. I'm telling you, these big time pastors are going to come down. I'm telling you, it's a shake up in the camp. It's a shake up in my camp. Family's going to come against families because they don't understand what God has called you to do. And when you see bickering start in your house, something good is going to happen. So start smiling. I'm telling you, I see fire in the White House. I see bloodshed in America. America was founded upon God's principle, but it was also fought upon a lot of killing and a lot of bloodshed. I'm not wrong. I see it. The camps are wake. They wake up. Islam has woken up, and they say dead to us. And it's not joke. It's not propaganda. This is Matthew 24. This is not the work of a flesh. This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Ghost. God is in control of this because America have to wake up. Their stench, it smells, it stinks, it's rotten. You can't go around killing babies. You can't go around calling about men and men supposed to sleep together and woman and woman. You can't do that. It's abomination. America got to wake up. Blood is gonna come in America. And we talk about money. The money was founded. If you look at the face of the money, it is a demonic bill that we're using. Wake up, America, wake up. Even our money have the face of the globalism. If you go read upon it, these are people in the monarchy. Let me tell you something. Pray for everybody who's in power. Pray for our leaders because they all have their hand in the cookie jar. Nobody is clean. You think a president is clean? No, he's not. God just raised him up for such a time as this. Wake up, America. I always hear in my country, if you hear something, and if it don't go so in near so, that means it is very close by. Pray for the president. Pray for him. They need help. Our families need help. When God said, raise to pray for the seven mountains, you think he was joking? No, he's not. My family need help. I need help. None of us is exempt. Wake up. I said, wake up. You just can't go around and know what's going on in Hollywood and still want to go watch these Hollywood movies and still want to bring it in your house and talk about we save and deliver. We can't even touch a fly and entertaining these people. Every time you turn around, somebody dropping dead. We better wake up. I am not saying you, I'm talking about me. Every one of us better wake up. And we just want to go to church and hear nice, beautiful sermon and beautiful singing and beautiful song when Jesus came in and kicked over the money chamber. Jesus was not a pretty Jesus. He was not a he Jesus was a ragamuffin just like me and you. He come in and he kicked on the table. And I'm gonna tell you right now, Jesus will not be able to function in today's society. Because Jesus was a who? Jesus, he said, man, get out of here, you vipers and vermins. Jesus called them all kind of name. What did he call that woman? He cussed that woman out at the well. What kind of Jesus y'all talking about? Somebody could inch his pants to Jesus? No, he's a ragamuffin. He's a ruffian. That's the kind of Jesus we got. When he goes into ear a demon and start talking all kind of crap. Because our Jesus is a crap talker also. He says, shut up and get out. Shut. He said, where do you want to go? Where do you want to send me? And they said, you know what? Don't be exercising your right now for people to know that I'm Jesus. Tell you what. Shh. Go into those pigs. Okay, go ahead. Bomb. And they were gone. Fire. Fire in America. Because the church of Jesus Christ is messed up and jacked up. All they want about is money. I'm not saying we ain't supposed to have money. Nobody said we ain't supposed to have money. But the lovers of money is the root of all evil. I'm gonna tell you right now, America is on the brink. When you see war in the natural, there's already war in the spirit. And we need to have some spiritual eyes. We are having a problem. We are in a problem, America. And you better get out of your dead church. You better get out of your dead wall. You better get out of your mashed up crackers church, because they have no power and they have no anointing and they cannot even raise a flag. If they see a flag come in the church, they have a heart attack. They themselves have a heart attack. And we are supposed to be powerful, and we ain't got no power because we don't know who Jesus is. Shongo Kobaraba, he said, going to all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, I am leaving, I'm gonna send them. How are you gonna send if you're so dumbfounded and so weak up and beat like a mash up crackers? Do you know what a mash up crackers look like? You put it in your hand and crumble it up and it mashed up. He don't have no use to try to eat it. Put it in your mouth and it start crumbling up. That is not what we are supposed to be. I come on here with a different thing to talk about and the Spirit grabbed my tongue. That's what he wants. He wants to speak to his people. He wants to talk to his people. He don't want to hear nothing from me. He want to hide me behind the cross. And he want to come forth and be glorified in the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in the heaven. In the heaven, there's no sickness, there's no disease. How you gonna know that if you ain't got no faith to believe? How you gonna know that if you ain't got no faith to release? How you gonna know that if you ain't got no faith to receive? How you gonna know that? I'm tired of these dead washed up crackers, church. I'm dead and washed up on crackers. I'm tired of myself. I want some anointing in my life. I don't want nobody calling me and telling me no crap. I'm not interested. Because when the gunmen come, you need to have some power to say, in the name that is above every name, you need to be able to say, in the name of Jesus, and watch the gunman drop to his knees. You need to look at them demons and say, back up, devil. You need to look at sickness and say, go. This ain't no time to be playing no little pretty church with nobody. I don't have no time for the pretty church. Wake up, America. Every hypocrite must wake up. Every hypocritical demon like myself must sit on and shut up. Let the Holy Spirit come forth and work. Jesus Christ, Almighty God. We are weak. We are backed up and jacked up like some crackers. How are we going able to do anything for God if we don't want to consecrate ourselves? I've got to repent and consecrate. Jesus, have mercy upon my soul. Lord, take my mouth. Use my mouth as an instrument tonight, God. Move through me, Holy Father. Wash me and cleanse me, Spirit of the living God. Touch me that I may be able to touch somebody. Oh, glory to God. Fire of the living God, come and burn me up. Burn me from the inside out. I don't need no latte and I don't need no cafe. All I need, Lord God, is you, Jesus. All them food eating that I'm eating, Lord God, let it be your word. There is problem in America. I'm not asking, I'm not telling nobody, don't call me. I'm gonna change my hours. My husband said I need some time for myself. I'm gonna have to put some disclaimer on the time when I'm gonna be available. Because I need to spend time with Jesus and I need to spend time with Kenneth. Enough is enough. I've been preaching this for so long. So it's time for me now to sit back and let the Holy Ghost do its thing. You're not looking to man for nothing. I'm not looking to man for nothing. Man can't do nothing for you. Tell me about it. You need to come to the place where you are dead and let them demons know that you're dead. You need to have a laughing party. When the demons them come in like a flood, you need to make God raise up a standard. I'm telling you something that I'm seeing. There is going to be a lot of death in America. Get yourself in order. Get your house in order. I gotta get mine in order. And you know why? Because if I'm dead, I want to go with Jesus. I don't want to die and go to hell. I see fire in the White House coming to our house. It ain't no joke. It ain't no doom and gloom. I'm not here for a doom and gloom party. I'm telling you, it's gonna be death to America. Whether you like it or not, you don't have to come back because I'm going by the Holy Ghost. America, wake up. President Trump, wake up. Your cabinet, wake up. You are the leader of the third world, our first world, our second world, our any world. Wake up. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. The sleeper cell has woken up. Be over here cussing out Biden and cussing out this. It was supposed to happen. I'm gonna tell you that right now. God had to do, God, see what God did. He needed a person to use, and he used them. Let me tell you something. Pray for them. Pray for them. Trust me. The revelation that I'm getting right now, they had to do this. We over there cussing out, they opened the bar out of this. They had to do it. They had no choice. They had no choice in the matter. So I repent for me talking about it. Open the bar. No, they had no choice. It was a Jesus thing because America need to wake up. So what he did, he put some people in power who don't want to hear his name. And when he put them in power, he said, I'm going to shake it up. And that's what he doing. So what he did, he went out and he got a Trump. He ain't no better than them. Okay, because they were all friends. We talking. I don't give a rat's nest. Okay? They were friends. They're all friends. But God said, I'm going to take this man and I'm going to put him up in the White House for him to be a David. Okay? Just like what David was over there with his nasty self. And Trump up there with his nasty self. God said, I'm going to use these nasties and I'm going to let the world know that I'm coming. You can't be out there killing babies. You can't be out there having sex with dogs. You can't be out there having eating animals and eating people. You can't be out there doing these things. You can't be out there in sex trafficking. You can't be out, you cannot out there doing these things. You cannot out there have Sodom and I said America. Sodom and America. It's not Sodom and Gomorrah, it's Sodom and America. You can't do that. It's just not the norm anymore. You can't have the pastors in the church sleeping with everybody. It's just not the norm anymore. It's just not the norm. Every time you turn around, a pastor come out and with a disgrace. Every time you turn around, the church building is collapsing. Aren't you seeing this? Even if you don't watch, Google something and ask Google or ask the AI or whatever. What's the last person that just, what church just wrecked or mashed up or just ask it something and see what you get. And we are supposed to be the church. But I was living in a house with a deacon. He said he's a deacon. And he's over into witchcraft and calling on all kind of demons. And this is a man that every first of the month, he goes out there and give out communion. That was my mother-in-law's husband. Ain't nobody in the church have the eyes to see. Everybody is blind dead. It ain't brain dead, but blind dead. Your eyes are blind. Blind as a bat. Blind Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus. Blind, what you want to call him. Blind as a bat. You have no discernment. Are we supposed to be praying tonight, Father? Why you have me talking like this? You ain't got no discernment. You ain't got no eyes to see. You ain't got no ears to hear. Because they don't say that all these things are done away with. But that's a lie from the pit of hell. The Father told me a couple of years ago, go get some money and buy into some stock for some oil. And I did it. Don't you know I would have been some money. I would have had millionaire, whatever. Long time he told me. I think I told my kids. But no, I did not listen. And look what happened. Our finery is going to be open the same place where he told me in Texas. And people trying to tell me that God is, don't speak and they know prophetic and don't know this. And what does the Amos 3:7 said? The Father said he does nothing. I am not talking to you when I'm speaking in the spirit. I'm talking to God. Okay, don't mess it up. You go talk your own language. Do whatever you want to do. Don't bug me when I'm talking because I'm listening to the Spirit. I'm getting information from heaven. I'm getting tapped in. I'm getting grossed in. I'm getting jacked in, knocked in, and slapped in. That's what he's doing to me. You talk to him anyhow you want to talk to him. You could go out there, you could talk to him. Like they say, speak is spoken in my Jamaican thought language. That means you talk to him intellectually. Okay? And hallelujah. No, I'm not that. I'm a gangster rep. I talk to Jesus like I'm a gangster because he's a gangster also. He deals with you on your own level. So anybody out there talking about hallelujah, praise his name, glory to God. I'm not that kind of person. I am a ragamuffin in the spirit. Okay? And if you don't like it, thank God for you. He deal with everybody on their own personal level. So if you out there and you have your addiction back to collect the clip and you have your cemetery certificate, look, I have my certificate and get out of the face, Jesus, man, I don't have time to talk to you. He understand me. So if you don't understand it, I'm not going to be here to explain it. I really don't care. The God that I serve is a God of not the natural being. He's a God of the supernatural. And when I speak to him, he speak to me either in an audible voice, a strategic voice, a voice of command, a voice of leadership, a voice that he correct me if I want to listen. A voice of say, straighten up and walk in the straight or in the narrow. A voice that's going to say, look, you're not doing right. I'm going to correct you. A voice that's going to say, I love you. When nobody else care. A voice is going to say, I want you to move here and you're not going to do it. That's where I didn't have my money today because I didn't listen a couple of years ago. A voice is going to say, you know what, Ruthie, I have called you out of your mother's name. What? Who talking to you? Who is that? Who are you communicating with? Why are you so worried about everybody else's ministry? Why don't you go fine-tune yours with the Holy Ghost? Why are you gonna come worry about me and how I talk and how I'm gonna care? Don't worry about that. If I even wanna walk naked, okay? That means I'm in the African jungle. What's wrong with you? Don't you ever read about Adam and Eve, and not Adam and Steve? That Adam in is man-made form before he sinned they were naked. Why do you want to come into my business? Let me deal with Jesus and him deal with me the way he want to deal with me. Don't be trying to go out and try to stereotype me and try to tear me down and put me down. No. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we gotta be bold. We gotta move strategically in the fire in the land. And we gotta call out demons when demons are need to be called out. And we gotta drive them back. And they gotta say to me, Ruti, please do not torment me before the time. And I say, go in the mighty name of Jesus. Back up, back off. And go. I have to jump into that place. I have to get into that time. I have to get to understand some revelation. I have to get to know him and the power of his might. I have to die to myself, Lord God Almighty, kill me. Shanoli abarimie. Bene kumayikishi. Monomande sakorima. That I may know them in the power of your resurrection. Dele masto. Ikiriba ndeleba yendelebaha. Almighty God. Almighty God, it is just not taking a communion. It is just not taking communion. Is that where the Bosishikiruba? Is that get on the cross with you, God? Is that get on the cross? Father, in the name of Jesus, that I get on the cross that I can declare. Father God, I don't want to be a hypocrite. Father God, I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. That I may know him, Lord Jesus. Father, please, Forgive me from all my sins. Teach me how to have integrity. Teach me not to be a religious person. We should cry out and ask God to teach us. Teach us that we may be able to walk with kingdom authority. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, that I could say, like Paul said, and that I, the Christ live in me. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, anoint this Zoom call. So when anyone, Lord Jesus, come and listen to it in the recording, that, oh God, that they will hear the anointing of God, and that they will move, God. That I'll move, Lord God, that I will move, God, when I listen over again, Lord. That I will not become a doormat or a placemat, but I'll become that person in your hand that you can clean up and washed. That I may be able, even if I die, that I may come into your glory. That I may be able to worship you not only now, but in death. Heavenly Father, tonight I pray that your kingdom will come and it will place like it's in the heavens. And we will call heaven to earth, God. Father, we love you tonight. You said we sin and we fall short from your glory, but Father, we cry out to you tonight, Father God. And we know, Lord God, that you are the second Adam, Jesus, because it's said in the Word. Your Word is life. Your Word is strategic. Your Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Your Word accomplished whatever we send it. For it to be accomplished, whatever you said, Lord, in your word will not go unreturned to you void. Your word is the life. Your word is life. And when we speak life, it's going to give it a body. Lord, Proverbs 18:21. Now I say, death and life is in the power of your tongue. Let it be on my tongue, Almighty God. Let your power come now through me. Sanctify me, Almighty God. Your word is truth. Your word is powerful. Your word is like the waters of the earth. Your word comes now. Let it wash us now from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Kingdom authority, shake now the heavens and the earth. We break and we bind up every religious system. We break and we bind up every religious system that want to come and try to want to take over and want to mess with your kingdom. Heavenly Father, teach us now how to be ambassadors on this earth. I look in the heavens right now. I'll let your water come. And let your water wash. Wash us now, I pray. Wash us now. Let it be hyssop in our bodies, cleaning us from the top. to the bottom. Let the sole of our feet, wherever we walk, let us possess it. Father, if it's so fit for us to go into a building, anoint us now, we pray. That when we walk into that building, your children in that building will feel your presence. Because when we show up, your anointing will come with us and you will display yourself through us. Father, like my daddy Morris will say, this is not the work called for men, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and touch. Put your hand over your mouth and ask the Holy Spirit of the living God to come now and touch your mouth. And then move your hand from your mouth and put it on your belly. And declare that out of your belly will flow of living water. Let your kingdom come, let your word be done upon earth as it is in the heavens. Your kingdom come now. Touch. Touch. Let us be fit for the master's use. Let us be fit for the master's use. Let us be fit for the master's use. Anoint us, Almighty God. And let your presence come now. Let your presence come now and touch us from the inside out. Holy Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and touch. I pray. Father God, we call up on every single doorpost in America. In all the nations of the world, that in those places, in those buildings, the Spirit of God will dwell. Come now and shake the dust and the ashes off men's feet and put on them the Spirit of the living God. Coming out of their bellies. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every snake and every venom in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. And I release it now in those buildings, God, in the mighty name. Send your fire now in every religious system. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We call for unity in those buildings. We call for the gifts of the Spirit. We call for the fivefold ministry. We call for joy and peace and sanctification and righteousness. We call for the Holy Ghost fire to touch every pew, every chair, every counter, everything, every place, every land. Touch and teach them how to war. Touch their fingers, Almighty God. Remove now every stumbling block out of their way. Give them now insight for living. Give them strategic movements in the spirit. Let them move like a tulip, Lord God, bowing down. Angels of the living God carrying them now back and forth throughout the land. Show up now, Holy Father, in our places. It was yesterday while I got up in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was actually talking early in the morning. And this is what I wrote. He gave me, let me see if I could find it. Hallelujah. 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 Let your kingdom reign. Let your kingdom reign, Almighty God. He told me on my Thursday night prayer, dispatch warring angels. And he told me to write down the two names, Angel Michael and Gabriel. And I went over into my phone over in Google. And I think I wrote something down over there. Liamande. It says Angel Gabriel is served as a messenger communicating divine messages, relations, and insight to humanity. So here we go tonight. We say Gabriel, who serves God as a primary messenger. And we need to hear from God. So, Angel Gabriel, come now and minister for us. The word of God declare, aren't they not all ministering angels? Sent forth to minister. So we need our ministering angels to go forward and to minister. We need the communication from the Holy Spirit to come divinely and minister to us. Give us insight for living. Open up our natural understanding that we may able to understand when we read the scriptures, when the Father talked to us, when the Holy Spirit comes to lead, that we will move right away. And you will not be like me that did not get up and go for that investment. I think there might be still time. I think there might be still time. I might have to just wait on the time and the Holy Spirit, there is time. But he told me I would have been a happy camper today. But hey, I'm still, hey, he knows I was not going to say, oh Lord, I got to go get money to do this. I got to go get money to get that. You know, and maybe at the time I didn't have that kind of funds. So you never know. So he understand. What is communication? He give you insight. He talks to you. He show you. He help you. He speaks. I was in a situation today and I have never done anything like that. And I went in and this Father God give me a part of the problem, how to execute. That is what the Holy Spirit does. Yes. Gabriel helps. And it says, as an intercessor, it overcomes your fear and your doubt. It brings message of peace. So we need peace in America. But peace is only going to come when we turn over to the Prince of Peace. So tonight we come and we say, Prince of Peace, come now. Give us that peace that passeth all understanding. Bring us now into the chariot of fire where the Holy Spirit will come now and dwell. Lord God Almighty, we need your spirit. We need your divine intervention. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Spirit of the Living God. We need you to speak. We need you to talk. We need you to open up things. We need you to correction. We just need you. We cannot do nothing without you. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly there is no God beside you. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Then we say, Archangel Michael, a protector, a guardian angel, a healer and a guide, and he also exalt your souls to heaven. So what are we gonna do tonight? We're gonna say, Holy Spirit of the Living God, as we almost come to a close, we have already welcomed you on this call. And tonight when we go to bed, I want to welcome you, Holy Spirit. I want to ask you, Holy Spirit, if you could just come, please, and caress us in the night. Speak to us. Talk to us. Let us feel your presence. Let us know that you are there. Let us know that you're leading and you're guiding. And you know what, Holy Spirit? If we don't even feel you tonight, let us know without a shadow of a doubt that you, Lord God, you reign through the heavens and in the earth. That we are here on a on an assignment. You are working with us and through us. We walk in love with every single person. We bow before you now, and we actually give up our goals to you. That means we turn everything over to you. We place everything in your hand. You know about every single hair on our head. Father, what are we saying tonight? We're saying, forgive us from all our sins. If we have never given our life to you, tonight we want to say, forgive us. We believe that your son came and his name is Jesus. And we believe if we call upon him and ask him to forgive us, he is good and he's just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. We believe that right there, when we do that in him, we will move and have our being, and certainly he will be our God because there's only one God, one mediator between God and man, and his name is Christ Jesus. And he walked the earth as a man, but he was God himself. And he said, when he leaves, he's going to send us a comforter, and the comforter is going to lead and guide us, showing us everything to come. So we need you now, Holy Spirit, because that's the third party of the Godhead here with us. And Father, another thing, if we need to repent, because if we have backslidden, we do the same. We come and we say, Lord God Almighty, we have sinned. And I know you forgive us. There's only one sin that you will not forgive based on your word. And you said is the blaspheme of the Holy Spirit. So tonight we come and we say, forgive us. And we said, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in this heaven. Let your kingdom reign upon us tonight. Let the fire and the igniting of the Holy Spirit come and ignite us from the inside. Let that fire come and burn every muck out. Let us be as clean. You know, God, wool type like clean. Snow like when the snow just comes down from out of the sky. Don't even, and they just come and you see it rest before they come and start cleaning it up. Let me be clean, just pure. Wash us with hyssop. Cleanse us tonight, Almighty God. Let us now be the salt of the earth. Let us be like a coconut, being everything that we're in Jamaica. They said your coconut ain't everything. Yeah, but you know, salt is also is a preservative, and it's it's in a lot of stuff. Salt is. Let us be the salt of the earth. Let us be the light. It shines and knock out all darkness. What am I saying tonight, Father God? I am saying we cannot do anything without you. I'm saying kingdom authority, that's who you are. Kingdom design, that's who you are. Kingdom that give us victory, that's who you are. Kingdom that give us peace, that's who you are. Righteousness in your kingdom, that's what we want. You're always here with us, Almighty God. Jehovah, that's who you are. Jehovah Elohim, you are the eternal creator. You create the heavens and the earth. And at the end of every day, and every day when it was the sixth day, you deemed and you said everything that you created was very good. So we call upon you now, our very good Savior. Ayamashokoleba, Jehovah. We call upon you now, Adonai. Oh, my Jehovah. Jehovah Gibba, the Lord God Almighty, we call on you this day. Sanctify us now. Give us victory as we call upon Jehovah Nisi. Father, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice no matter what it might look like or how it may go. But we know everything in you is good. So we call upon your goodness. We call upon your faithfulness, your peace, your joy, your comfort, even your chastisement, even your correction. We call it all in. And we embrace every single thing because you're the God that is more than enough. I love you, Lord, for providing everything that we need. Jehovah Shammach. Jehovah. Prince of Peace. That's what we need tonight. We need peace and we need tranquility. Come now and put every blood, the blood of Jesus, on our doorposts. Drive back untimely death. Tonight we give you praise. Tonight we give you honor. Tonight we lift up every single neighbor in our neighborhood, every single streets in our neighborhood and out of our neighborhood. Location, come now and provide the essence of the Spirit of God. As I pray by the Spirit, We give our cities and our state over to you, Lord God. We give our providence. We give over everything. The police department, the fire department, every system, every school, every money chamber, every bank, every lawyer. We give it over to you, Lord Jesus. We give them over to you, nurses and doctor, fire department, first responders, the different armed forces. We give them to you. Cover them with your blood. Anoint them with your blood. Saturate the places with your blood. Every corner and every crevice, every doorpost, every window, every sill, every car door, every car driving beside us, before us, even the ones that's over our head on the highway. Let the evil come now and literally spew the blood all over wherever we reside. Satan, back up and back off. Kingdom now, kingdom reign, kingdom come. That your will be done in earth as it is in the heavens, now and forever, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, the name that is above every single name, Jesus. Oh, precious, precious Jesus. Precious, precious, precious Jesus. I love you, Lord. I thank you for being on the call tonight, Lord. I thank you for using me, Lord, to minister out of my belly, Lord, over the airways and on the byways, Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for hiding me behind Bokiri Shirimando Soto, behind the cross, and to let you come forward and be glorified in the earth. Oh Lord, I thank you for using me as your vessel. Oh Lord God, touch every single person. Touch them now. Give them strategic planning. Yeah. The ones that going out into new ventures. Yeah. Give them wisdom. Open their eyes. Drive back the enemy from out of their way. Bind the spirit of the enemy looking like warriors just want to come in and trying to disrupt. Warriors, you look like they fighters, and they want to come into the neighborhood. Makashi, I'm in overseas right now. I'm in over, and I command the enemy to back off and back up. I am overseas. I'm in those huts, right? They look like huts. Those school look like huts, and I'm in there right now. And you will not touch those family. You will not touch those kids. You will not touch those family. You will not touch those teachers. I command you to back up, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I speak to you right now, and I release the blood over. Oh yeah, Pakistan. Oh, Pakistan. The blood of Jesus in Pakistan right now. Sri Lanka right now. Mozambique right now. Cuba right now. Venezuela right now. Australia right now. Even in Israel, the blood of Jesus. Peru, the blood of Jesus. San Francisco, the blood of Jesus. Puerto Rico, the blood of Jesus. This place look like Ramaya, start with an R. It's a Spanish country in the blood of Jesus. Shake and change Venezuela. Venezuela, put the blood in Venezuela. Every African counties, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Every, oh my God. Congo, yes. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. I call out Sri Lanka, the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the nations of the world, the seven continents of the world, yes. In Jesus' name I pray. Intercessors, intercede. Put Africa, intercessors on your radar. Put Sudan on your radar. Pakistan on your radar. Cuba, Venezuela on your radar. God is doing a thing in Venezuela, shaking up Cuba, bringing resource to Pakistan. Pray for your sisters and brother in Pakistan. Take some time out and pray for them, intercede for them, that God will send forth finances to them, and that God will raise up and change that nation for it to be a Christian nation. Intercessor, do not get caught up in the flesh. It's time for kingdom warriors to move forward and to come forward and to preach and to pray. There's a person, I don't know if it's Lacey, Laci. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. God using you to pray. God is using you to pray. I don't know if that's how you pronounce your name, Lacey. God is using you to pray. Keep on praying. And when you pray, this is the instruction right now. Put your hand over your belly. And once you pray over your belly for like 15 minutes, put your hand over your mouth for the next 15 minutes. And kind of put your hand over your belly and your mouth for the other 15 minutes. So it's like 45 minutes right there. And then the other 15 minutes is praise and worship. You should be writing that down. Don't ask me what I said because I don't, or you could listen to the tape after the fact. But those are specific instructions coming from the Holy Spirit. There is a birthing that's going to come out of your belly. God is going to use you to pray, to minister to young people and to the nation. God is already speaking to you. Lacey, Lucy, whatever, how you pronounce your name, Lacey, I think that's what it is. God is using you to for the nations right now. So pray, okay? Just be praying. Every single person, Gregory, intercessor, pray. Ask God to open up your eyes, open up your checkbook, minister funds in your checkbook. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you when you're giving, that you put it in the right basket, that you may be able to get the right fruits. Gregory, God is getting ready to open up the floodgates for you, but you have to find the right, how you know, what you're gonna give, where, what basket are you gonna put it in? Ask the Holy Spirit and understand, you're not giving it to man. You're giving it into the kingdom of God. You're giving it into the heavenly kingdom. So when you get ready, you could go to Malachi 3 and say, look, this is my bank account. Don't look to man, look to God. There is a fruit in giving. You talk about seed, time, and harvest. If you go over to Ecclesiastic and start reading, there is a prophetic calling on your life, Gregory, and you have to go to the Father. I can't tell you how to do this. All those dunk and all those muck and all those nastiness have to come out of your life, and you have to saturate. You got to go on the carpet and you got to lay down and you got to saturate yourself in the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit use you. I hear the word like immense, immensely. I don't even know what that means. But let him use you. That means you're going to go into your belly and you're going to breathe in the essence of the Holy Spirit and you're going to release it in the atmosphere and you're going to see the shaking around, even your family. There's an art in praying and there's an art wrapped up in your giving. I mean, I just hear that, okay? And I'm just saying that by the Spirit. May God bless you guys, and may God, sorry that I went over. How many minutes? 12 minutes. Sorry about that, but I was led by the Spirit to basically minister, and I could go on all night ministering in this setting. But I know people have to go to their bed and they have to go to work, and they have different things to do. They may not be like me that don't have anything to do, right? That's a lie. I got stuff to do. But I love you guys. Pray for me. Pray for my family. And I will continue to pray for you guys. Just pray. I'm going to be going to Connecticut, and I need finances to go to Connecticut. So whatever you can do to give, because I really need those resources. We're going to have to pay for hotel, or we're going to have to pay for the hall that I'm going to go minister. And check this out. I am going to go. I didn't go last year, and I am going to go to minister out of my belly the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and lives are going to be changed. The healing and deliverance is going to come forth. It is going to be a powerful time in the Spirit. I don't know if it's going to be 2 days or just 1 day, 2 days or 1 day, but whatever it is, I'm looking forward to maybe September, October. I'm going to have to put the place together. So you'll have enough time to give, right? And just help me to go and preach the gospel with signs following. Because out of my belly and out of your belly must flow rivers of living water. And who is that living water? Jesus. Out of your belly must flow Jesus. So I would say to you tonight, somebody giving me arts. Hey, I love you too. I don't know nothing about no computer and these arts. My daughter, Lady Jane, she wants to teach me. She's gonna teach me. She's gonna call me and teach me, right, Lady Jane? Panda, you gonna teach me, Panda? Oh, you don't want to send me all those love? You better call me and teach me how to send love. Hey. I love you guys. I tell you, I am high, okay? And I have to get out of this mode to be able to be come down in the natural. I can't go to my bed in the spirit because then my husband gonna throw me out of bed. So that means I'm gonna have to shimmy myself out of this spiritual mode because no high. I'm telling you, a reefer can't get you high like this. Trust me, okay? There is no high, hallelujah, like the Holy Ghost. High, okay? And when the Holy Spirit have you on a high, he is getting ready to take you through the supernatural. And he's getting ready to show you something. That's what I mean. If you come on the line and if you need healing, the Holy Spirit will come and say how to get healing. Whatever you need when you're in a position like this, it is taken care of. You know why? Because the fire is a strategic fire from the Holy Ghost. And when it comes to change the atmosphere. You see, the Holy Ghost is not a man. He is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic working of the Holy Spirit. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Keep us and guide us. Lead us and caress us. And my God, show us things to come. So we rely Yes. Rely on you, Holy Spirit. Have a great night, everyone. God bless you and God keep you. And may his face shines upon you. And may he give you peace.